Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Thursday. We're talking Sherrard Tiger Athletics, multi-sport athlete, junior Lauren McMillan. She set a record in digs during the volleyball season. So, Lauren McMillan, volleyball for dummies here. Explain to our listening audience what a dig is and tell us a little bit about the record.
A dig is when the other team hits the ball or spikes the ball and I get a pass up to the setter without it hitting the floor, obviously. But and the record I got was an average of a 4.51 was the record passes per set. So one out of the three games that we play during the whole entire game, I set the record for four passes.
Well, that's awesome. And what are the keys to being a great digger like Lauren McMillan, who set the record this season in that?
You really just have to focus on your passing a lot and just, like, trust your instincts and be able to move around fast in the back row and make sure you're talking with your other passer in the back row. That's pretty important.
Well, and I know some of those balls fly over the net. Do you ever surprise yourself and say, "Woo, I can't believe I got that one and it didn't hit the ground"?
Yeah, some of them I do that.
All right, so that's your junior year in volleyball. So I assume you're excited about transitioning to your senior year of that sport and expecting some big things. You're a club volleyball kid too, so you work on the game during the off season.
I've been trying out for other club teams to see if I could just keep improving my skills or seeing if I can just continue with lessons or something. So next season it just gets better and better.
All right, so you play on a wood floor in volleyball this year. You've been used to that rubber or that tartan surface at Sherrard, and the same thing for basketball. You're a basketball kid, so accustomed to playing on that rubber surface and now wood floor. What has that meant for you athletically over at Sherrard, you think?
It's really cool to have the new floor, actually. We knew it was going to be really cool, but now that we actually get to play on the floor, it's just so much nicer, and there's been so many injuries in the past with the rubber floor, and now with the wood floor, we just heard so much positivity about it, and we're just excited to play on the pretty nice floor.
Yeah, well, and you'll get to break that in basketball-wise Friday night as the Sherrard hosts St. Bede. What have you learned about the basketball season so far, other than the fact that you've played a really tough schedule and taking on a program like Anawan, Game 1, and then you play a 3A, pretty good program in Geneseo. So I know it's been a tough start, but people have to consider it. You know, you played a pretty tough schedule early, too.
Yeah, it's been tough, but we really try to go hard at practice and just focus on each other, and we're trying to click as best as we can so we can start working together and we can start running plays and executing well and start racking up the score.
All right, and besides athletics, you're involved in student activities, and you're a student senate kid over at Sherrard. I know we did a story early in the year on that Tiger's Closet that kind of helps needy families over there. You're somewhat involved in that project. What do you do there?
Yeah, I'm involved with it with one of my teachers, Mrs. Redpath. I help aid in one of her classes, and Tiger Closet is just a place where families in our community just donate clothes and food and supplies for just anyone at the school. And if you need help with any of that stuff or your family needs help, you can go talk to one of the teachers and go into the Tiger Closet and get what you need, not only for yourself, but, like, for your family, too.
Yeah, it's an awesome project that the Student Senate is involved with over at Sherrard High School. All right, Lauren McMillan, we learned about the dig record at Sherrard High School today. Nice going on the volleyball season. Still early in the basketball season. Hopefully fans can get out Friday night, watch the Tigers in their home opener against St. Bede. Good luck the rest of your junior season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.